Okay, I think it's recording. I can't see anything. I'm pretty blind right now.
You should probably check.
I'm seeing the numbers count up. So
oh, okay. We're good.
I think we're good.
Well, all right. I got a story to start it out.
Okay.
So I was going to the mall the other day.
Oh, he's at the mall?
To get my to get new shoes. Yeah, I still go to the mall to get new shoes with my parents. Thanks.
Yeah.
And it was like 8:30. The mall was closing in like a half an hour, 15 minutes. So we went to the food court. You know, we did our rounds, got all the free samples, got a.
You did a circle?
Yeah, what do you call, what do we call the, like, it's like a Slurpee, but for fruit? Oh, what is that called?
Smoothie.
Yes. Okay, I got a smoothie.
That is very indicative of your diet. What? That was the hardest word to come up with. It wasn't like a hard adjective or like some, like, whatever. It was smoothie.
Yes, I got a smoothie. And, okay, so I went and sat down, and I'm talking with my parents, and this guy walks by, and he...
Wait, can we just... Congrats on the smoothie.
Thank you.
We're proud of you for...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll gain a pound or two on that.
Yeah.
Bring me up to a running total of 112.
Oh, my God. Okay, continue. I'll talk about that later.
So, yeah. So, I'm sitting down, drinking my smoothie. And my parents are here, and this dude walks by, and he just points right at my face. I was like, yeah, and he goes, what flavor is that? And I said, it's blueberry. So he walks up to me, and he goes, I'm getting, like, strong, like, I'm feeling, like, energy. I'm like, okay, what's going on right now? And he goes, what are you doing in college? And I was like, well, I'm thinking about going into education. He was like, oh,
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember us ever talking about that. I thought you were a tennis player, and then I don't know what else you were going to do.
I was going to go into business administration, and then I was like, I don't really want to do this.
So
now I'm going into another thing that I don't really want to do.
I was going to say, because I want to be a teacher, so that's why I was interested by that.
What kind of teaching?
History.
Oh.
Or coach. Coaching is like the big thing that I want to do. Okay. What are you going to do, an English teacher?
No, health and phys ed and then coach.
Oh my gosh. Health and phys ed. You're not a teacher then.
That is teacher.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
All my health and phys, they weren't teachers.
A health teacher is a teacher.
No, they're not.
A physical education teacher, that's just a lazy person.
No, a health teacher, my health class was a gym teacher. And he sat there and got stuff from the government and said, like, okay, guys, here you go. And then that was it. He's not a teacher.
That way I never got laid.
Okay. Are you talking?
Huh?
Are you talking?
We're going to have to cut that out if you can hear that.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a post-startup Moxie joke.
You were blueberry.
Wait, what kind of team you want to coach?
Basketball.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll never have rivaling teams then. So, where was I?
Blueberry.
That is so broad. That does not pinpoint where am I.
Guy said, I'm getting strong vibe something.
Oh, yeah. So, he asked me, and he starts like, he feels like, he's like, you got to follow your heart. What do you feel in your heart? I'm feeling energy. And he goes, and I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, well, that's because you're following your heart. Follow what's in here. And he starts poking my forehead. Keep in mind, this is like a random 70-year-old guy. And then he starts poking my forehead. And my mom looks at his wife and goes, what's happening? And she goes, oh, he's a medium.
Oh.
Like a...
He might have just taken too many painkillers that morning.
I don't know. What, like a medium, like a what? He's supposed to like read energy or something?
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, this is... How many people have told me to follow my dreams?
Mm-hmm.
But the poking the forehead was weird. But then he starts talking, and he goes, and keep in mind, at this time, I was wearing my grandma's necklace. I had like a, she's got like a gold chain that I wear with some of my outfits. And,
you're drippy.
Oh yeah. I got that drip. And he goes, I'm getting like, do you have a relative named Sue or Susan? And I'm like, whoa, calm down.
Back off.
Back. Okay.
You got a wife, bro.
What's going on here? That's my grandma's name.
Mm-hmm.
That I was wearing her necklace. And he goes, are you wearing anything of hers right now? I'm like, dude.
Did it say just Susan on the necklace?
Susan, this is my grandma's.
That was like, yeah, that's what it said.
And I go, yeah, it's my grandma. And he goes, are you wearing anything? And I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing her necklace. And he just kind of starts clapping. Like he kind of is like congratulating himself. Like he's clapping and he's...
Good job, Fred.
Yeah. And then he goes, I'm also getting...
Good call out.
I'm also getting penguin vibes.
It's like... Okay.
That's what I said. He goes, do you have anything in your life that is penguins? My favorite movie is Surf's Up. So at this point, I'm starting to... Okay, this is kind of weird. And then he goes to my dad and he goes, hey, what's your name? And my dad tells him his name. And then he goes, oh, what's up? Your nickname's Scooter. And that is my dad's nickname.
Well, I mean, I know your dad's name, but I don't... Scooter, right?
His name's Scott.
Yeah.
Which is a common nickname for Scott.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It was freaky.
So, what did you guys talk about in the car ride home?
That was... I'm dead serious. We were there for probably, like, 25 minutes.
Oh, dear.
That was, like, only, like, three of the main ones. And he kept telling me, like, weird stuff.
I mean... I don't know. I don't want to believe in, like, mediums because that just doesn't make sense to me. I think it's just, like...
That's what I was saying, too.
I think Grandpappy might have just taken too many of his pills that morning and just thought he was onto something. And, like, yeah, he was accurate about some things, but, like, in my mind, how many times has he done that before?
Most of the stuff he said was broad, so...
That's how they get you, bro.
Yeah. The only thing that was weird was the grandma's name part, but most
that's how they get you with, like, star signs, too. Star signs?
Like, astrology stuff?
Yeah. Dude, there's a clip of like some like dating show, and this guy's like, "Oh, I'm an astrophysicist," and the girl's like, "Oh, I'm a Gemini," and immediately he's like, "Oh no,
oh my goodness,"
he's like, "I can't talk to you."
Well, because like I could be like a Taurus, and you could be like what I don't know Gemini, and my characteristics would be like bold, happy, and cool, and yours would be like I don't know something even broader than that.
Synonyms of bold, happy, and cool. Like the same, basically.
Yes, thing, exactly.
But people just interpret them.
And then everybody's like, that is me.
It's so accurate.
How do they know that?
How did the stars predict who I just...
I don't get it. But I'm going to devote my life to this and hundreds and thousands of dollars to this.
I'm such an Aquarius, bro.
Oh, yes, you are, bro.
You're giving strong Aquarius vibes right now. I love one time I was on the bus and I was like, I'm a Sagittarius Aquarius or something.
Sagittarius Aquarius?
Yeah. Because I was like, it's just like, I think it's incredibly stupid that people believe it. I mean, people could say that about like religion, but I think
here, watch. Different. I can probably, I'm thinking of what sign you are. Mm-hmm. And based off your personality, I'll guess what sign you are. Okay. So, okay. All right, on the count of three, say what sign you are and I'll say what you actually are. Right. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Taurus.
See? See, I knew that you were Taurus because of your personality, okay?
That was so...
Dude, laughing, bro. That's real. That's real.
Okay, I'll do the same thing for you.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Taurus. Wow.
I'm getting the same vibes from you.
Wow.
Okay, maybe they are right. Wait, I take everything I just said back. It actually makes sense.
It does.
I think Big Dipper really does depict your personality.
Thank you.
I think this stuff is... Yeah, I don't know. It's really funny, though, to like see people believe in it. And I just think it's a little silly game that kids should not play. But that's how they make money off you. What was it? I was talking earlier about the model, the Vogue shoot I was in.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, I mean, it happens all the time. I got hit up. They said, oh, my gosh, you're so attractive. Like, can we please get a video shoot?
You get those too?
I get
all my.
All the time.
So
dude.
Many of them,
all
bro.
The time. I'm just, my phone's constantly, but it's buzzing right now.
Really?
It's, I got another one.
Oh, shoot. I just got a text too.
I got another one.
Madison Beer. Yeah.
Mine was from Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh.
All the time, and it's so I have to turn my notifications off. It's a hassle.
But how'd they get you? How'd they get you?
So they just said like, oh, you've worked for us for the past 3 years. Like you should be in this ad or some like stuff, like weird stuff that they were talking about. So then they got me over, and then by the end of it, they said I was the greatest extra, the greatest main character. And the greatest person they've ever met. So it was kind of just the normal stuff that I get.
Just the normal stuff.
It was actually really interesting because we just went to like the shop because I work at a screen printing company, and we went to the shop, and I'm hoping on being a supervisor for the company, but during the photo shoot, somebody said I was still going to be a student supervisor. So like, not like a, like I was supervising students, like I myself student and then supervisor along with that. Which I don't want to be. I mean, I'm going to graduate by that point, so I don't want to be a student supervisor. I want to be an actual supervisor. Anyways.
Is there a pay raise with that?
Yes, there is. So I believe so. Significant, it depends on how you calculate it, but yeah. Anyways, so I got there. I recorded one part where I was like the main character or of the scene. And then after that, I was just
of
like,
the scene? Wait.
It's like an ad.
What
ad,
kind of model is this?
Oh, whoa. No. It was like an advertisement for the screen printing company. So I was washing a screen. Some people don't know what that means, but
got it.
Not like that. And then the rest of it, I was just doing background work. I was just like carrying a box across the screen. I was, wiping some like tables down. They were look busy. And I mean, they said I was the greatest extra ever. Just normal stuff. The guy, I realized though, like there was a part, like maybe a couple months where I was like, I want to be a director, like direct movies. 'Cause it's really interesting to me. And this guy who I've never heard of, which isn't like a diss to him, but he's not like, Steven Spielberg or Quentin Tarantino. Like he's not like a known Hollywood director. He's just like, I don't know, dude, I couldn't hang out with them. I mean, he is like,
do you know his name?
No, I don't remember his name, but he was like, he was in control of the situation 'cause he was trying to get certain shots. And I'm assuming he was getting paid by maybe the hour or it was just like upfront stuff, but I could not deal with that. I mean, that was like a low level project and it took us 4 hours. And I was like kind of being like, oh, I couldn't survive a day in Hollywood. Like all these like directions or like saying like, that's great. Or, hey, can you do this? But it was in just like not a condescending way, but it was like in between condescending and normal. And it was like just getting me irked up. And so I just realized that I can't pursue my Hollywood dream anymore, and that's fine. I'm still going to get all the calls.
Yeah, and they're probably going to miss out on their best extra ever.
Yeah, they're just going to have to take that. I don't think I can handle the stress. I don't want to create too many lines on my face because that's going to.
How'd you find that?
It's ruin my beauty. Find what?
Like, how'd you get? I don't know if you said this. How did you find that opportunity? Like, how did you get to do that?
The ad or the screen printing?
The ad.
It's a very small screen printing company, so they just got everybody that worked there.
Oh.
And I'm one of those people. I've been working there the longest, as a student at least. I've been working there the last 3 summers. So, whoa to what? I was yawning.
No, your voice got super deep.
Oh, thanks.
That's just my normal voice, actually.
It's just like I'd be sick or something. Type thing. Passion. So it was a fun opportunity to do that. But then I played basketball, got some shooting tips, and I played in a basketball like tournament type of thing with this youth group I'm in.
Hopefully it wasn't two ball.
I
beat him twice in two ball.
And I realized, first of all, the other team had a collegiate basketball player. Like, he played at Bethel, and he was really good. And I didn't know that until after the game. I realized that during the game, the way he was playing, but he was guarding me. And I realized two things. No matter what I do, I will never be a dribbler. Because I've never played basketball, like, enough to, like, the only team I've ever been on was Upward when I was like 7.
Oh, I loved Upward.
So I didn't learn dribbling stuff, and I realized I'm not a dribbler. I can like dribble the ball up the court and look like I know what I'm doing, but as soon as you press me, I had like 5 turnovers. But I also had 4 threes that game because that's the second thing I realized is that I am only a shooter, and that is it. I'm not going to create offense. I'm going to run around and make threes. And then coming back to what you said, the two ball.
Nothing else to be said there.
Oh, okay.
He beat
me in two ball twice. It's whatever. That was my like worst shooting day by far, like ever.
That's funny. It was my worst shooting day ever by far too.
Okay. And, Yeah, and I'm also a hustle guy. I mean, you saw that when we went to the gym. I'm just like, I try. I'm not great. That's why I said my NBA comparison is Bruce Brown, and that's fine.
Bruce Brown's good.
He's good, but he's not, like, creating offense. And I think I've accepted that. That's where I'm going to be in, like, 20 years when I go to, like a pickup game. I'm just going to be like, you know, you got to close out on that guy. And it's like, yeah, I'm not going to, you know, I might have one good pass or I might learn something as I age, but that's where I'm at. And, you know, I think it was a humbling experience. It was good. That was fun. And I'm trying to play basketball tomorrow, too, somewhere, because I just want to play pickup basketball and shoot lights out.
Where do you play at?
Nowhere. I don't play any. I usually...
I know, but like, if you're going to play pickup, where do you go?
The Croc.
Okay.
But, because they have more courts than just one.
Beacon. Oh, when Beacon we went to the one. Beacon, they Beacon had
one court.
Yeah, one court, and it was $15 for a day pass.
That's wild. I know. I think the Croc is like five, maybe. No, that's not, because they have a lot of stuff.
The O'Brien Center's only one.
$1?
No, $6.
Oh, that's not bad.
But they only have one court, too, though.
Oh. The Croc has a little, it's like one big court, but you have a whole bunch of side rims. So I'm hoping on just, that's what I am now. Don't, you know, if we figure that out early on, cause we only played one game. It was supposed to be like a March Madness tournament. And, we only played one game, but if I realized that sooner and like humbled myself, I would have just given the ball to somebody else and ran around screens. But you know, that was a, it was a fun opportunity, and how to show him what white boy was working on the whole year.
Should I come clean about my?
Oh dear,
my true appearance.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that, dude. How you said? How okay? What the last time you weighed yourself? Last time you got weighed? How much did you weigh?
Prefer not to answer.
Okay,
but I will for the sake of the podcast.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. You mean last time I personally weighed myself, or last time like I went to the doctor and like a real scale?
Either. What do you mean rescale? Real scale. Okay.
Like they got one of those like really expensive ones, you know?
Okay.
Like one of those metal ones where like
the difference will not be 20 pounds. The difference maybe one. What did you last time you weighed yourself? It's not single digits. Come on.
It was last time was 109.
Oh my gosh.
The heaviest I've ever been was 113.
Oh dear, oh my goodness,
mm-hmm.
That is,
and I'm gonna be 19 in less than 2 months.
Oh my goodness,
I'm in the. Would you say?
You'd say
if there's only one. If you're
yeah,
in the,
I know what
you're is that
about.
The first percentile or the 99th percentile?
I think 99th would be like you're like a boulder down the street. So I think you're in the one.
Percentile. I'm in the first percent. So, like literally 1%.
Of people.
Of 18-year-olds way less than me.
That's crazy. I weigh like 150, and I've never met somebody that's weighed less than me.
I feel like if we were the same height, though, you would probably be close to how much I weigh, though.
I'm not that much taller than you.
Well, how tall are you?
6 foot.
That's 4 inches taller than me.
So that's about...
If the Snapchat people, if my Snapchat hoes are listening, that's 3 inches taller than me.
Hey, he's 5'9".
I am 5'9".
Okay, guys.
Until you meet me in person.
That's always been, how was your experience being skinny growing up? How's that been? We can talk about that.
What do you mean? Like
for me, it's always, I go to Thanksgiving, they say, oh my gosh, you've gotten so tall.
Oh.
And then also, hey... Do I need to send some food home?
Is that all you're going to eat?
I mean, the thing is, I do eat a lot, but no matter how much I eat, even in front of people, they're going to be like, oh, you need a sandwich.
Yeah.
You still need a burger. Yes,
I get that almost every time.
Okay, dude, I know your cholesterol's high, and, like, you go to the hospital for blood transfusion. Like, you don't need to tell me what to do. Because that's what my entire, like, extended family, that I don't see them that often, and I don't necessarily enjoy hanging out with them, but they all just tell me I'm skinny, and I'm like, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm very aware of my standing.
I'm with that way of my cousins. Like, we don't talk too often, but, like, when we do, I mean, I never have a problem. Like, we always joke about it, but there's never – I really don't – all right, so I guess growing up being, like, super skinny, I wasn't really ever affected by it by, like, bullying or anything. Like, obviously, people rip on me for being skinny, but, yeah. Like, I don't have insecurities. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
anxiety? That's not real, bro.
Everybody's got something that's everybody's got something, you know. I'm skinny. I don't know what you're a ginger.
Okay. It's not one of my insecurities.
Well, and the skinny's not one of mine.
Okay.
But you just gotta, you know, you gotta choose if you're gonna have an insecurity. Yeah. But I will say, being in high school, it does kind of suck because you're like, I'm every single group I'm in, every single friend group I have, I'm the smallest by far.
Yeah.
So I'm like the kind of like
go-to guy,
the go-to like rip-on guy for like, like I can't say anything back to anybody.
They'll just
because I can't really do anything about it.
Immediately, I feel like for guys, immediately, this is what I noticed at least in middle school. It's kind of died down as people like matured, but it's kind of like. It's like an alpha male type of thing. Like, I was always the skinniest one, so every time I'd say something, I'd be like, I could still beat you up. And it's like, bro, I you know, I just said your favorite color is stupid. Like, you don't have to immediately go to, like...
You just called somebody a butt or something like that?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, well, I probably can still beat you up. And I was like, okay. And it always felt like that. But yeah, no, I hate the people that tell me to eat more. Like, I eat all the time, and it doesn't matter what I do. I'm not gonna...
That's what people don't understand. They're like, you just got to eat more.
It's like, that's not...
It's not how it works.
It's not how it works, bro. I mean, like, eating more, yes, but I literally would have to, like, hurt myself to eat more. Like, I would have to shove food down and, like, eat constantly to gain more weight. And then also be less active. Or, like, I don't know. So,
I almost got to the point where when I was, like, where am I, 18? When I was, like, 16... they told me that if I stay as short, I grew quite a bit since I was 16, but they said if I stay the same height and the same weight for like another year, that I'd probably have to get like, I don't know, it's like testosterone injections to help me grow.
Oh my God.
Cause I was like in the first percentile for both. I was like 99 pounds and I was like 99 pounds, 5'5".
Oh wow.
Like freshman year.
Man.
Yeah. It was bad.
You were small.
Yeah, I've grown since then, so like I'm taller now, so it doesn't look as weird because I'm like average height now. But
I mean,
for the Snapchat, which I am 1 inch above average height.
Yeah, I feel like I am a little bit insecure about my skinniness. Like I don't like clothes fitting the way they fit, or like pants are always too big. I think, dude, it's gotten better, but my freshman year, I mean, we didn't go to school a lot, but I think my freshman and sophomore year, I wore shorts a combined, like, 3 times, and that was it. And a t-shirt, like, oh, dear, 5 times. Like, I never wore anything. I was always joggers and a hoodie. It could be 90 degrees out. They'd be like, Jackson, why are you? I'm not that hot. It's not even hot outside. It's not even hot, bro. And that's what I'd always do. I've gotten better at it, but it's still like a common thing where I'm like, I don't really want to wear shorts, or I don't really want to wear this t-shirt. I just don't like the way my elbows look. They look weird. Or my wrist. My wrists are super skinny. I do have veins, though, dude. You can see my veins. Part of that just because I don't have any fat around them. I can't see anything. I am blind.
Oh. What's your biggest insecurity?
I have a... This is a little personal, but I have a, like, I don't know, it's called pectus. It's commonly just referred to as pectus, but basically it's, like, my chest bone or breastbone or whatever is, like, a little, like...
Oh, in the middle?
Yeah.
Like, it's sticking out a little bit?
No, that's bird chest or something. The other ones, it's inverted. So it just looks odd, and it makes my ribs flare, and it makes me look skinnier than I actually am. So, like, my breastbone is, let's say it's supposed to be flat. It kind of, like, goes in a little bit. So then it's like there's a little like divot, like I could have like cereal or something if I wanted to.
How many BBs do you think you could fit?
How many what?
Have you ever done that where you try to fit like a bunch of BBs in your belly button? See how many you can fit?
No.
All right, maybe that's just weird.
I think that's just weird. And then it pushes down on my ribs and it flares out. So dude, for the longest time, I don't have a six pack, but for the longest time, the middle pack or whatever you call it, set of abs, I thought was my top set of abs because my ribs flare out to where the muscle on top of the ribs is like you can't really see it. So it's just really weird. But it looks odd. And that's probably my biggest one. Like I hate going to the beach. I hate going to the beach because I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like I'd look more muscular if I didn't have it. And it also just ruins my posture because it pulls on my chest and then my shoulders and then everything's just hunched over. My dad has it too, so it's just like a genetic thing. You can kind of fix it if you go to the gym more, And you can get surgeries, but mine's not extreme enough to get surgeries. There are certain people, it's like bad. But that's probably like my biggest insecurity. That's the one thing I'm like, man, if I didn't have that, I'd literally be perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So I, that's bad. I'm not going to say that. So I think mine is probably, I got, oh dear. It runs in the family. I got some hairy legs, bro.
That's your insecurity?
Yes.
I don't want to dog on people's insecurities, but.
Okay, being skinny and having hairy legs.
I have hairy legs.
I guarantee.
You want to do a leg show off right now?
Yeah, I will.
I actually can't see anything, but.
You yeah, also, no way.
Let me see it.
Nope.
No.
Well, okay, I was hoping that yours would be a little bit worse than that, so mine wouldn't be as bad, but no.
Okay, no, it's just because it's blonde, bro.
I know, but that affects it.
What do you mean?
The bottom of my leg is borderline like.
What?
I got brown hair.
Oh.
I got dark brown
jungle hair. Down there.
Yes, bro. I got some hairy. I got
Dude,
some hairy
I have
legs.
Like 3-4 types of hair color on my entire body. I have blonde hair here, and then on like my upper thigh, I have black hair, and then I have ginger hair, and I guess my eyebrows are like kind of blonde. They're not ginger.
Like, yeah, your eyebrows are blonde. I
yeah.
Didn't notice
and
that.
Then like my, I don't shave that much, and it's because like my facial hair, which does exist, I promise. Is blonde and you can't see it. So like I rarely have to shave. Only when I get like a shadow do I have to shave. And that's like maybe once every month.
That's actually super cool that you're like redhead and blue eyes.
I know.
Like that's pretty cool.
Thanks, dude. Nobody talks about it. It's actually like that's one of my traits, you know.
That's like actually super cool.
I just stare into people's eyes. Dude, it's actually okay, blue eyes are dope, but they actually suck for light because it's like you receive light differently. So like you know when it's snowing outside and it's really bright?
Oh, yes. I hate that.
Do you have blue eyes?
I have brown eyes.
Okay.
Or, well, hazel. Okay. Like, I have super light brown. But
blue eyes, like, take in light differently. And, dude, it is... I literally can't open my eyes. If the sun's out and there's snow on the ground, I can't open my eyes. It is way too bright. And, like, I just, like... We just take in color differently. I'm pretty sure we're blue eyes people, but... It's, you know, just like the rarest combination on Earth.
Nothing
too crazy. I'm also blind. Like, I can't see anything right now.
I just thought of something. Two things that should make me mad, but do.
Shouldn't make you mad?
They should make me mad. I mean, they're super, super small, but for some reason, okay. It just always makes me mad. When somebody who, like, thinks, like, brown's, like, an ugly color... Mm-hmm. And, like, when they say, like, hey, what color eyes do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, so clearly brown eyes. And they're like, oh, it's like a light hazel. I'm like, no, it's not. You have brown eyes. Or, like, people who are like, how old are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be 18 in 6 months.
So you're
17. You're 17. I'm going to be 21 and then 47 days. Okay, so you're 20.
Well, I will be 45 in about 38 years, so...
Hold on, let me do some math.
No, it's not real. I'd be 35 in 28, or 45 in, like, 28 years or something. Anyways, yeah, I know what you mean. I stretch it out for my 16th birthday. I would just say, oh, I just turned 16, and I turned 16, like, 5 months ago. I just stretch it out a bit, because people were like, oh, you're 16? Because I was, like, kind of the same height that I am right now. So I was relatively tall, and I'd stretch it out just to be like, yeah, I just turned 16.
Wait, how old are you actually?
17.
Okay. We've talked about this so many times, bro.
We just forget, but yeah, you're a year older than I am, which is wild.
Well, I'm like the oldest person in my class other than people who have been held back. Well, my best friend,
Uh-oh.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
What'd you say?
We're
your
not
best
having this.
Friend?
We're not having this.
Your
not,
best friend in the
not,
whole wide
we're
world?
We're not doing this. We're
the
not.
Multitude of people because best friends can be multiple?
We're not doing this.
Okay, sorry. One of your close friends.
Yes, one of my extremely close friends.
But he's not best, though, guys. Don't confuse it, okay?
Bro, he's literally a centimeter off one. Like, he's literally the closest you could possibly
centimeter's
be.
A big difference, though.
Huh?
Centimeter is a big difference,
that's,
though.
That's pretty long.
So I don't know why you use that as maybe like an atom.
What was I talking about? I'm being dead serious. I completely forgot what I was talking about.
Dude, you're actually like
extremely ADHD.
Yeah,
I know.
I didn't realize it was worse than mine.
Yeah, doctor says it's like
Says I'm insane.
It's It's 89th percentile.
Oh, dear.
Which means 11% of people. And I'm on pills, but I'm not taking them.
Why not? Dude, this Adderall? Okay.
Wait, what was I talking about?
We'll get back to it. This Adderall.
I don't even know what we're getting back to.
This Adderall that they got me on, dude, they upped my dosage. It went from 15. Did I tell you about the first time I took Adderall?
No.
Okay, so I basically got prescribed because originally when I got tested, they were like, you don't have ADHD because your grades are like decent. Like a lot of people who have ADHD don't get good grades. And so they were like, your grades are good enough to where it's like you don't have ADHD. You just have like very high anxiety or something. And then I went somewhere else. I went to this psychiatric place or whatever. There's like a different name, I think, for it, but it's whatever. And she was like, yes, your grades are high, but like you do have ADHD. But the reason your grades are good is because like I color in the lines when I was like 3 years old. And if I got outside the lines, I would cry. Like I not quite literally, I did that all the time. My dad tells me like that's what would happen.
You would cry?
If I colored outside the lines, I would throw a tantrum because like I didn't want to, like I wanted to be perfect. So it used to be academically speaking, but not so much now. Like I get typically straight A's, but like it's not like, oh, I have an A-, like I'm worthless, or I have a B+. Anyways, my grades are still high because of that, where I'm like, it does take me a long time to do a little amount of work, but I'll eventually do it. Anyways, so she was like, yeah, I think you have ADHD. And everybody in my life would tell me I have ADHD. And I just thought I was, you know, a little quirky, a little different, whatever. So then she got me on Adderall, and then they upped the dosage. And, dude, oh, my goodness. It's like an anti-procrastination pill. I have a presentation. Me and Ryan, the sound guy, presentation in a month, okay?
Moment of silence for Ryan, sound guy.
Moment of silence for Ryan. He is out sick today.
Yeah.
Sick. Again, in quotations. But we don't have a presentation for another month, and we are practically done, or I'm done. I don't want to discredit him. But every other group that's presenting for our history class hasn't started theirs, and we're done. And I've done the whole thing, which is fine. I'm not blaming him. I just did it in like a couple weeks. And it's like a 25 minute presentation, hours of research, and I just did it. And it's, oh my goodness, it is actually crazy.
What's that called? Adderall?
Adderall.
You get some.
I don't know why. I'm just saying, I don't know why you don't take yours. It is so like, well, most of the time when I was having a conversation with somebody, there would be other thoughts going on in my mind. And now most of the time it's just like clear. Like I'm having this conversation with you and this is like the only thing I'm thinking about right now.
Oh, not me at all.
I know. Most of the time I would have like, it would be like I was schizophrenic. Like I would have other things talking and I would have to focus on this conversation.
Schizophrenic. That makes me think.
And I'm still kind of like that. I mean, like, this entire – we've been talking for 30-something minutes, and we've gone from one topic to the other because, you know, that's just how it is. But, like, my mind's so clear, so I don't understand why you don't take it. It's a godsend.
I have been – you said schizophrenic, and that's been making me think – like, only recently, I have no idea why, but the other day I sat down and I'm like, man, I'm weird. Like, I've been tweaking. Like, I've been seeing things. Like, I'll walk upstairs, and, like, I'll see some black figure walk right in front of me. I'm like, heck was that? And I'm looking around and then that was it. That's like it for like a month. And then in a month I'll see it again. And then a month later it's like something different.
I think if you start early you can get rid of it. I think you should see somebody.
Bro, it's so freaky. I'm dead serious, like it's so freaky. And like the other day I woke up and I turn over, and probably this was probably because I was asleep, but I turn over and I open my eyes and then there's like that something I'm seeing in the window. Close my eyes, rub my eyes, and then it's gone. I'm like, what is going on?
The one memory I have is I was sleeping downstairs at my mom's house, and then I turn over, or no, I wake up, and then I just see the Joker, just right here. Just
which one?
Oh, God. What
the Heath Ledger one?
No.
The one from The Dark Knight?
I was very young, so I don't know what Joker. It was just the Joker. That's all I remember. Okay. Is how I categorized it. And I closed my eyes, opened back up, and gone. But it was so real to me. Like, he was right there. And I get that. Okay, this might be a little, like, confession. Do you, like, talk to yourself? Not in, like, a weird way. Like, I know nobody else is there, but, like, I'm just having a conversation out loud. Or no?
Well, I, like, talk to myself a lot. Like, I talk to myself a lot, but I don't sit down and have a conversation with myself.
No. I'm not
myself.
Saying I sit down and I look one way and then look the other. I'm saying, like, I just walk around my house and be like, well, I don't know. I feel like that didn't make sense because Yeah,
no, I'll like walk like around. That. So, okay, I'll walk you through. Like, so if I wake up, and I'm like looking around. I'm like, I'll say like, yo, where in the world did I put that? Like, just talking to myself. And I'll pour a bowl of cereal, and I'll be like, dang, this isn't the cereal I wanted. And like, I'll talk to myself like that. But like,
no, I do. No, maybe I'm just. I think I'm insane because I don't do that. I like talk about everything. I know.
Okay, what? We got to go back. What was I talking about?
I actually forgot. Yeah. You said...
I knew that was going to happen. You said,
like, I don't take my ADHD pills.
And then I... something about, oh, got it. Remember how we were... Oh, wait. Remember how we were talking about how I'm, like, the oldest in my class, and then my friend who's got held back?
Yeah, that guy.
The friend got held back, and he's 20 years old.
Right now?
Yeah, as a senior. And he's been 20 since October. But he got held back because... Couldn't speak English. What a freaking idiot. He is, he got adopted.
20 years old?
Yeah. He got adopted from Ethiopia.
Okay. When did he get adopted?
Oh, I think he was like pretty early. I think he was like 2 or 3.
I feel like that's still the, no. There's like a phase where learning languages is really easy.
But he got adopted in second, no, wait. He got held back in like second grade because he couldn't speak English. You know, he went through a whole grade.
Yeah.
Not knowing anything. So that's why he's 20. But so.
That's still really old. Even if you get held back, you might be 18 now. 19 at most.
I'm not. I'll be 19 this year, and I didn't get held back.
No, that's fine. But I don't know. I guess it, for most people, I've always been typically. Dude, there's a guy who's older than me, and he's a junior. It's really. I'm so happy, dude. Oh my gosh. If I had one more year of school, oh, that would suck. I'm so happy I'm a senior.
I'm not at all.
I know. We have different. I've talked about day, bro. I've talked about that with other people. It's just like they're not excited to I think about no. it. I literally think about it every day.
I literally think about it every day how much I don't want to graduate.
Yeah, no, I can't relate.
If I could stay in this exact lifestyle the rest of my life, I would do it. It's perfect, dude. All you got to do, your little only responsibility is go to school.
We have different class schedules. And
you
can
do whatever you want.
We have different class schedules.
Mine's
a little harder than just going to school.
Also, I think your parents are a little stricter than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have different home lives.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's bad. It's not bad. We just, you know.
Jackson.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about it? We can.
Okay.
We never even did a welcome to episode 6.
Oh.
Welcome to episode 6, everybody. Ryan the sound guy is unfortunately absent today.
Welcome to the start of the podcast. Yeah, that's okay. That's
all right. Thank you guys for tuning in.
To the end of the podcast. Now, that was quick. That was a quick episode. Wow, that all cost us about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get it. Why did you just have a finger gun?
That was like a go.
Oh, like an action thing?
Yeah, like a, you know.
Action.
Like.
Yeah, that was not a very good sound, but yeah. Okay. I feel back in my, oh, there we go. I feel back in my element. Because we haven't been here in a while. Okay. I just wanted to talk about like Moxie because it's been like kind of like the thing we've referenced in all the episodes, but we haven't explained what it is.
Yeah, we referenced it in the first episode a lot.
We say like just start up Moxie and people don't know what it is. So just like a understanding of like what it is, how we got into it, and then like other stuff that we're doing.
Yeah. So basically it's a morning program. It's at Notre Dame, not based through Notre Dame.
It's at the Innovation Center, which is like, I don't know how it's related to Notre Dame. It looks like all the other buildings at Notre Dame, like the same like brick kind of structure.
It's on campus.
Yeah.
And basically it's a business class. We're there from 7:30 to 9 every morning. We learn about finances, how to run a business, how to start a website, stuff like that.
Yeah. We do tours too. So like local like South Bend businesses and have tours and ask questions, and we have like speakers, so not only like going off-site to tours, but we've had some speakers. Like we just had yesterday we had Adam Kronk. I forgot, he works at like Lippert or something.
Yeah,
I
don't know. And then exactly before that we had the head Notre Dame lacrosse coach.
Yeah, Coach Corrigan. So some really cool guests. I think Coach Corrigan, Adam Kronk, and Reed Murray earlier this year, my favorite speakers so far.
And I liked Randy Moore, the owner of Deluxe Detail.
Oh, I was not there for that.
Oh,
I think it's been a cool opportunity because a lot of these businesses, like I drive by or walk by every day, but I don't go inside or I don't meet the owner. And kind of like hearing what the city of South Bend is like becoming. Because I mean, I don't remember how it was 5 years ago, but I know it is worse than it is now. And I think it's Adam Kronk. Yesterday I really liked Adam Kronk. He was just, I don't know, fun, exciting, and I kind of saw myself like in him, like I could do that.
He was very relatable.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he didn't feel like he was lecturing us, mm-hmm. which I liked. He was like,
he was the first one who did like an interactive activity.
Yeah, and I felt like he was being honest. Well, there was something specific about him. I don't know. I think I liked that he was willing to admit that he also like continues to make mistakes and not be ethical all the yeah. time. He was like, this is something that like. For other people, is very easy, but for me, I still struggle with.
Yeah, that was good.
But so it's been a good opportunity to, and this is how we started the podcast.
Yeah, through this program. How'd you find out about this program?
For me, it was my stepmom. Ryan the sound guy just grabbing his drink. It was my stepmom. And she heard about it somehow. I don't remember how she heard about it, but oh, actually no. A couple people from my school had been in it the past couple of years, and then she heard about it through their like parents and just said like, you should submit an application. I actually submitted one a year ago. I got in a year ago, but I didn't have like a way of transportation, so I didn't do it. But and then I did it again and I got in, thankfully, and it was a really long application, but it was interesting to fill out because it made me think about a lot of things.
Yeah.
It wasn't yeah. like basic questions of like, you know, what's your worst quality, and everybody just says like perfectionism. The application made me think, and then I thankfully got in again, and it's been like very interesting because previous to the start of Moxie, I was like, I had this business idea, but I didn't have dedicated time to it. Like I just was like, if I wanted to and there wasn't a basketball game on, I would do it.
And it's kind of hard to like pinpoint a starting point when you're starting a business. Yeah,
it feels like a big giant thing that you have to get through and figure out. And with this, it broke it down and
helps through the organization.
And it gave me an hour and a half every day to work towards it.
Yeah.
And I mean, the people in it are great. I met you through this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a couple other people in the classroom, I think, are really, really cool people and just seeing their businesses develop. And also like throughout the year allows you to go offsite. Like we've been able to come here and record podcasts.
I mean, we're here on,
yeah,
this is part of the hour and a half for the class. I mean, once you get to a certain point in your business, they encourage you to go offsite and really talk to the community, see what you can work on with your business with people out in the community. And this is how, we met the owner of this, we're at Stocker Meast. We met the owner and we were here like twice yeah. a week.
So that's been also a very cool thing. It's not like a conventional classroom.
Not at all.
It's been a fun opportunity. And, Ryan, how have you enjoyed?
Do you like Startup Moxie?
Do you like it?
I actually like it a lot. I'm a big fan.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was Ryan, the sound guy. He's a big fan.
Thank you. That was very in depth. But it's given us all the experience to like connect, and meet very interesting people and see that they're successful. Because I mean, starting a business is scary, and they've also like voiced that like some people still don't have like a business idea, but they're just helping with the big event. You want to talk about the big event we have in a couple months?
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more. This isn't a driving factor, but it may be for some. This class also gives you 17 college credits.
Oh yeah, you get like almost which is, like a free minor.
It's like a whole semester
entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Which is also, I didn't even realize that till like halfway through
that you got 17 college credits.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't know. I was just in it cause it was a great opportunity, but it gives you a lot of college credit.
Yes.
That is useful if people want to pursue a degree in entrepreneurship or, whatever that may be.
But yeah, let's go into Rise Fest.
Yeah. So Rise Fest, April 25th, massive event. Last year, I believe it was at Howard Park.
Yes,
this year
it was
going to be. This year it's going to be at Studebaker, and I think that's kind of like the thing that we've been working towards the entire year. Like
uh-huh.
that's what they've been talking about. We've had a couple other smaller events that we've thrown.
This is like the big event to get your
yeah.
business out there. You know,
yeah.
get a lot of advertising,
which is really cool. It's kind of like in a way, it's like a final that you have for your classes. It's not like you'll get an A or you might fail, but it's like the entire year you're gaining knowledge and talking to people and working towards things to then be at this event and have a successful, I think it's 4 hours, four
yeah.
to eight, April 20, April 25th.
So if you want to come out and see our Startup Moxie crew and also many of the other businesses that were started through this this program, come out to Rise Fest on April 25th. And we'll talk more about that when it gets closer, but that's...
It's a very good opportunity to see what everybody's been working on, because there's a lot of good businesses that I didn't even think people could do. We have like a skincare line people have in our business. Yeah.
I have a candle business.
I
never knew we have a charcuterie board business that does fancy charcuterie boards for events, and I never really knew that was something that like people bought. Like,
it's kind of just always there. You don't realize that. We have a rug maker.
He makes rugs.
We got somebody doing vending machines, and he's had a lot of success with that.
We have somebody doing bread painting.
Bread painting?
Yeah. Really? Reese does, she makes homemade bread and like paints designs on the top of it. So if I'm having a grad party, she could paint like class of 2024 on the top.
I thought she was just into bread.
No, it's super cool. Check
bread
out her
making.
Oh, what's, I don't know her Instagram.
It's been a cool experience. I would say it's a 1 year class. Only juniors and seniors can
A little bit shorter than a year. We end a little bit before
school. And only juniors and seniors can do it. At least it's helpful more with transportation. They do provide transportation, which is what I used at the beginning of the year when I didn't have a car. It's called Rides to You, which is a very easy way of getting to and from, your house to start at Moxie, then to school.
But also, if you don't really have a mode of transportation, almost everybody in the class has a group of people that they're working with that most likely has a car.
Yeah. I've been telling all my friends that they should apply, because the application is it's in depth and it makes you think. And it's a unique opportunity that I haven't had anywhere else. All my other classes have this structure that they follow. And I don't know. I think it's a great experience for everybody. Some of these people weren't even interested in entrepreneurship at the beginning of the year, including myself. And now I can see myself in 5 years possibly still owning a business or starting it, because I do enjoy it. So it makes it a fun time.
I feel like it also is a good introduction to college classes, what college classes are like.
Yeah.
Because there's no really transition from high school schedule to you're on your own college. And I feel like this is a very good, it mixes the two very well.
The biggest part was self-advocacy. Saying hey, I need time to do this. Or we're saying we need time to go to the podcast and record content.
And they give it to us.
Yeah. So a lot of it's just you're creating your own direction and where you're going. And it's not a 1-2-3 kind of classroom thing of you have to follow this. It teaches you what you need to know, and then kind of lets you go out there and fail and succeed. And I think I don't know what my life would look like without it. It'd be very different. That's where I got the podcast idea. We were just kind of floating through the classroom, and we were what can we do? And then we just let's just try a podcast and have fun. And so far,
it's been great.
It's been.
I've been having a great time.
I wouldn't have been possible without Moxie and the opportunity that they gave us. And it's free.
Yeah, it's free. And even if you're not really that, you were talking about, even if you're really not that interested in entrepreneurship, it's just a great class to get ready for college courses, meet new people. And a lot of times you might just find a business that you're interested in that you didn't even know. And this will teach you how to start it, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because it's not a one school. There's I think 6 or 7 schools in the class.
Yeah.
So you'll meet all other seniors, juniors and seniors.
Even go to the same school.
Yeah.
I didn't know you before this.
So it provides you with plenty of interesting people. I've had a lot of interesting, fun conversations. And you learn about professionalism, which isn't taught in schools. If you don't take the entrepreneurship path, you still have to be professional.
Yeah.
And it teaches you about that in simple stuff like handshakes, introducing yourself. And it's also giving me the confidence to talk to people. And now kind of have a certain thing that I go through when I'm talking to people and pitching my business idea or talking to adults. I know what questions they're going to ask. It's allowed me to be more engaging in conversations.
So yeah, if you're that's a little bit about what Startup Moxie was. If you're interested in the program, you can just look up Startup Moxie program, sign up. Hopefully you can get in for next year.
It's a very selective process, but
yes, I think around 110 people.
Yeah,
and I think 35 got in.
We're trying to hit that number up.
But don't let that discourage you.
Yeah, no. I got in twice, and if you just focus on the application and really like try to sell yourself, you can definitely get in. And
I had my English teacher look over all my paragraphs I wrote for that application process.
So I would say, yeah, just pitch yourself and put yourself out there. It's a great opportunity that everybody should try to take advantage of.
Ryan, you got anything else to say?
I do not.
Okay. All right.